If you would have told me a couple of years ago that I would be doing a show about natural products, I would have said, this must be YawnFest 2009. Who wants to talk about that? But I've really had some experiences firsthand that have changed my mind about this. And you know, to me, it's the unknown. There's a lot we don't know. And we are told a lot on our TVs and the advertising we get. Look how much pharmaceutical advertising's on TV. I'm not trying to run them down, because I'm sure there are some drugs that help, but they also may cause a side effect, and that's what concerns me. So I've seen firsthand results from things that I've taken, and I talk only about those things, and also others that I trust that talk about. I've seen people basically heal diseases that were incurable. So I think that's worth talking about. Now, some of you might wonder, well, why doesn't this stuff get more attention? Let me ask you this. Why don't UFOs get more attention? Why don't strange creatures get more attention? Maybe there's a pattern there, okay? And I'm just going to leave it at that. But you can check it out for yourself. Now, if you're on a program that works good for you, that's great. Keep going that course. But I just want to offer up something that maybe gives you some choices.
Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Hi, my name's TJ. I am your host of Out There. This week, I was going to have my friend come in, Dan, but maybe we got our signals crossed, and I don't know if he's going to... I got to do a show. So here I am doing a show about natural things, but hopefully soon I'll be able to talk to Dan, and down the road we'll talk about some strange things that he's witnessed. He's been on the show before talking about Ouija boards when he was a kid. His mother used to have one, and he just thought it was part of what every kid grew up with, you know? And so, it's kind of weird, some of the stuff that happened. And eventually we'll get Dan back on. Last time his son Brandon was on too, so. But let's tell you about, I've been meaning to get to this, and I wanted to bring in a friend of mine who's really had some remarkable things happen in his life since he started taking these certain natural products. And my whole purpose of doing this is making people realize that maybe these things can really help. And maybe you have some other options. And I don't want to force something on you, because I can't guarantee that anything's going to work. It's really, I think, up to the individual. You could take the best things in the world, but if you don't, this is my personal belief, if you don't heal what's inside, you're never going to be able to completely heal. You might get rid of a disease, even if you take the best products possible. But if you don't heal completely what's inside, it's going to come back, I believe. That's just what I've seen. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but I like to play one on the podcast, you know? All right, so first of all, I want to talk about this stuff called oil of oregano. Oil of oregano, all right? And I'll have a link to my site, or probably at the end of this story, if you want to go check this out. There's a doctor who I talked to a couple of years ago. His name is... Cass Ingram. Cass Ingram is based out of Chicago. He was telling me about this product. He wanted to promote it, and I agreed to an interview with him on the radio at the time. Not on my podcast, but on the radio. This is before I had my podcast. And he started describing this product. Well, he seemed a little bit, and again, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to judge. I guess I do that, but I didn't know if he was authentic. It seemed like he was kind of, I don't know. You know, but maybe that's the way he has to be, very aggressive, you know, because he's going up against mainstream science and modern medicine. And when you do that, you better be pretty tough, because they're going to come after you. So he was telling me about this product, and he agreed to send me a sample of it and also a book. And I thought, well, if I don't have to pay for it, I'll take it. Yeah, maybe I'll use it one of these days. It sat at my house for over a year. I didn't even look at it. You know, I set it aside, forgot about it. Little bottle, not real big. Comes a little eyedropper. Normally costs like $29. So one night my wife was, it was on weekend, and she had this shooting pain. kind of near her ear, but it was inside. She could feel it in her head. She was getting all freaked out, thinking, oh, I got to go to the hospital. I don't know what this is. And so I looked around the house thinking, man, we got to do something. It's a Saturday night. I could drive her to the, you know, maybe the emergency room. It's not something that's, it was only happening like a shooting pain from time to time. So I found the oil of oregano and I started reading in the book. And I just thought, well, I'm going to rub a little bit of this on the outside near her ear. It says, do not rub inside the ear. And then it lists all these things you can use it for, which I mean was a ton of items. And so I thought, yeah, this seems pretty cool. We'll try it. And so I remember rubbing some on her, and she's all worried, and she fell asleep. And I was pretty worried, too. And the next day, I asked her, how are you feeling? The pain's gone. It's not there. Coincidence? Maybe. So about 2 weeks later, she gets this shooting pain again, and she's all freaked out, and I think it's on a weekend. And I said, well, let's just try rubbing some of that on there again. Oh, no, it's not going to work. Sure thing. Rubbed a little bit on. Her pain completely gone the next day. Hasn't returned since. Now, she goes for checkups, so we feel pretty good that nothing else is wrong with her. But at the time, we didn't have much to do, you know? And I know there are lots of things you can take out there. And I don't believe every one of them, just because they're natural, is necessarily good for you, necessarily. It's good to have some references if you can get those. What's really cool about this is that Dr. Cass Ingram told me that this is the most natural, strongest antiseptic that you can get. Now, you can get other types of drugs and things, but they're going to have a side effect on your body. Eventually, everything will have a side effect on your body. Now, some people can handle things better than others, so maybe you can continue to take certain drugs. But if you can go the route of not having to do that, I'm always in favor of that. About a week ago, my wife came home. She had a very severe cold, just starting to form. Now, she doesn't get sick very often. I don't. We take a lot of natural stuff, or a fair amount of natural stuff. And we feel our immune system's pretty strong. And that, to me, is all you have to do is keep your immune system strong. Don't get run down. But you know what? You work longer hours. Maybe you don't sleep as well. I stay up and watch some TV once in a while. And then I should go to bed, and I get up early every day, about 4:30. And so that can wear me down. So she comes home last week and says, oh, I got this cold. I'm starting to get something. And you don't want to get too close to me. And I said, I'm not worried about it. I never worry about those things. Worrying doesn't help. And sometimes it makes it worse. So I'm thinking, I won't catch this. Well, about 7 o'clock that night or so, I started sneezing my head off. And my nose was running. And I was getting this cold. And I don't know about you, but every time I've ever gotten a cold, it lasts me probably for a week or a few days. Now, generally, lately, in the last few years, last number of years, since I keep my immune system up pretty good, at least I think I do, a cold might last just 2-3 days. But even then, it doesn't go away right away, right? So I look at this oil of oregano, and I'm thinking, well, this stuff could probably help me. Before, in the past, when I've had the sniffles, I've actually rubbed a little bit on my nostrils, just on the bottom. And it actually worked like Vicks Vapor Rub. And it's strong because it burns a little bit, but my nose would clear up and I'd go to sleep. Of course, you could do the same thing with Vicks, and I don't think Vicks has any side effects. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to rub it real good. Maybe I can get rid of this cold. So I rubbed my nose really good, and I even inserted it. And this is a little gross. Sorry about that, but it's the truth. I inserted some of it into my nose. I rubbed it up inside there. Just to think, well, maybe I can destroy this cold. I don't know what made me do it. It certainly burned. It certainly does burn, especially when you get it inside your nose. Otherwise, it wouldn't burn you. But it is, you know, where it's sensitive areas, you probably don't want to. It doesn't say that you can't put it on your nose, you know, but it's going to burn a little bit. Well, this is bizarre because the next day I went to bed. My nose was running so bad that I took a Kleenex and I jammed it up my right nostril thinking, well, I'm not going to let this stuff leak out all over the place. I know it's a little gross, this story. Sorry about that. So then I wake up the next morning. Nothing. No cold. Completely gone. Gone. This has never happened to me in my whole life, even though I think I take pretty good care as far as natural products. It was amazing. The cold was completely gone. I use this oil of oregano. I use it on my gums as well, just to keep them, you know, I have very sensitive gums, and I got to always keep an eye on them. And so it burns just a tiny, tiny little bit, but it also feels really clean after I use that stuff. So that's just my experience. Now, my wife tried this oil of oregano last week as well, because she was suffering with the cold for about 4 days. And I said, let me just rub a little bit, you know, right at the bottom of your nostrils here. And that, we didn't go any further in like I did, maybe just a little bit. But she said, this burns too much. I don't want to do this. It didn't seem to help her. Now, I don't know what the reason being. Perhaps mind over matter. Perhaps maybe it's just a case of she just didn't want to, you know, maybe it didn't rub it far enough in, or maybe it just doesn't work. I don't know. But to me, it was pretty amazing. We'll take a break and come back talking about natural products. And I want to talk about something I think that is incredible and maybe could change your life. You know, there's no proof 100% on any of this stuff. So that's why we have to be careful with how we phrase this. So we'll talk about that. It's a product called Amprotos. And I have a good friend who's been using it. I've been using it. My wife's been using it. Many people, and seen some amazing results. We'll talk about that in just a moment. If you want to find out more about the products I'm talking about, oil of oregano, P73, you can Google that. Otherwise, I will connect you on this page and let you know how you can find it. It's a North American herb and spice company, urban spice company that makes it, I believe. Also, if you want to find out more about the glyconutrients such as Amprotos and those products that are made by a company called Manitech, you can check those out at glycoscience.org or Manitech's website. But if you go to Manitech's website, that's all about marketing. So I don't know how much information you'll find there. I'd say the best way is go check it out on Georgie's website, Georgie Holbrook. You can go to joy-full.com. Maybe this can help you.
It's out there, out there, out there, out
there. Hi, my name is TJ. Thanks for listening to Out There. Again, if you want to post any comments about the show, feel free to do so. I welcome those questions. I don't care what the show, even if it's not about what I'm talking about on this show. If you just want to make a comment, say, hey, remember that show you did a couple of shows ago? You know, what is your favorite show? What do you like to hear? Is it, to me, the unknown can cover so many different things. And I know a lot of people are intrigued by hearing about UFOs or ghosts or strange creatures or those things that we don't know about. Well, to me, natural medicine is another thing that's very unknown. And most people don't have a clue that it's out there. And it's too bad, because before you go through the invasive surgery, maybe you have an option to try something else. You know, and I'm not saying that the invasive surgery is not a potential answer. I think sometimes it can be. That's just my opinion. Certainly, again, I'm not a doctor. Or, you know, drugs can help you, but they can also maybe create some side effects which can destroy your liver or your kidneys. I mean, I just know this because I've heard it from especially cancer patients over the years that have talked about having to go through those kind of treatments. And I've seen it with people I know and I love and I care about. So this product called Amprotos is made by a company called Manitech. And I found out about it a few years ago when my friend Jay, who was on one of the very first shows that I did, his daughter was on with me. We talked about him, but he had cancer real bad. And I talked to Georgie Holbrook. And Georgie is on one of my interviews about natural healing. And she's the one that said, well, try this stuff. It's amazing. She gave it to her cat after it got bit by a rattlesnake. Now, she lives down in Houston, so, you know, and I don't know if she was in a desert area, but a rattlesnake somehow bit her cat. And instead of going through all the shots and all that, she was able to give it Amprotos, and the cat totally recovered. It was amazing. And she uses it herself, and I know others that do, so we tried it with Jay, and it worked really well until he stopped taking it. At least I believe it worked really well until he stopped taking it. And then my friend Mike, who may someday come on the show, he really wants to. I saw some pretty amazing things with him. He gave it to his dad, who had Alzheimer's. Now, he did a couple other things as well, so you can't maybe just credit one thing. I know he did this thing called some kind of bouncing technique. He had built like a bouncing swing, and it's for people that can't move. Maybe you're lying in bed. Let's say you have a loved one who's lying in bed. Well, he read somewhere. He read that, for one, that during World War II, people that were involved as sailors stayed healthier than those that were on the ground. And the theory was that the constant moving of the waves, the up and down motion, kept your immune system stimulated, just like exercise stimulates your immune system. Well, this is the same thing. So when you have somebody that can't move for themselves, Mike's dad was really sick with Alzheimer's. So Mike would sit on the end of the bed and he'd bounce and he'd count the repetitions. And he did over, like he'd tell me one day, I did 200 bounces this morning. I'll do some more tonight. So he believed you had to stimulate the immune system, which only makes sense, right? And then on top of that, he knew Georgie as well. And Georgie told him about this product. And again, we're not guaranteeing or promising anything with it, because if we do and it doesn't work, our neck would be on the line. But I do believe in my heart that there's something unique about this. He gave it to his dad, and I think there might have been some other stuff too, some natural stuff that he gave him. And his diet, I'm sure, was changed quite a bit. But I saw his dad, and his dad was 89 years old, by the way, at the time, suffering from Alzheimer's, getting to the point where really he should have been in a home. Matter of fact, Mike had a fight to keep his dad at home. Mike is handicapped himself, and he went out of his way to, and he fought very hard to be able to bring his dad home, let him die with dignity. And what's amazing about this story, and eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to tell this whole thing and let him tell you, is that his dad started to recover. And I mean, not just a little bit. I saw his dad, and his dad was lying in a bed, and he looked like a refugee, like he was in like a prison camp. That's how thin he was. His arms were real thin, and he was lying in bed, and he couldn't move a whole lot, other than to punch Mike. That's what Mike told me, that he would try to help him, and his dad didn't recognize him. He had Alzheimer's. It's sad, really, in a lot of ways, I guess, but also it's inspiring to know that somebody can make a turnaround. Now, is it the product? I believe so, but I mean, I can't guarantee that to you. It's worth looking into, I think. But again, it's going to cost you some money. The Oreganol is only $29 a bottle. I figure for $29, I'm willing to try it. If it doesn't work out, you've only lost $29. This stuff sells for a lot more, and you can only buy it from people that belong to this company. They kind of market it within. And when I first heard about that, I thought, this is a pyramid scheme. I don't think I want to. But I thought, what other choice do I have? I want to try this. And pleasantly surprised, really. And I don't get into any of the marketing part of it. I don't try to sell it to other people. If somebody wanted to get it, they could go through my friend Mike or whatever the case. That's not what I'm telling. Why I'm telling this story. And if people make money on it, so be it. Good for them, I guess, right? As long as it works, who cares? As long as it really can help people. And so far from what I've seen, now not everybody. There are some cases of people I've heard that it didn't help. But out of the maybe 10 cases that I've heard, 8 out of the 10, it really helped. His dad started to recover from Alzheimer's. The next thing I know, his dad is no longer lying in bed, but they moved him downstairs. And he was sitting up, and he was actually started to remember Mike's name. He was reading the paper. He had gained a ton of weight. Not a ton of weight, but, you know, he gained a lot of weight, so he's looking good. At 89 years old. And eventually, his heart gave out, and he died when he was 90. But what's amazing about the story is the complete recovery. Not complete. Obviously, he didn't remember everything, but he was able to remember some things. And he recognized his son because he stopped hitting him. That's one sign that he recognized him. And he also seemed to be happy and at peace. And he went from, well, there's no hope for him, just let him die in a nursing home, to, wow, look at this. Maybe if he'd have been younger, who's to say the turnaround he would have experienced? Now, Mike himself has had vision problems and hearing problems. He had like I don't know what it was. He's going to have to tell the story. Some kind of fever, like rheumatic fever or scarlet fever. One of those types that are very destructive when they come in at a very high temperature. And it cost him, almost cost him his vision. He had a little bit of vision. It cost him his hearing. And he's been taking the Ambrotos and some other natural products that Manitech makes. And doing other things too, not just that, other things as well. He'd have to tell the whole story, and hopefully someday he does. But he told me his vision has gotten better to where he can actually see now, and he can ride his bike again. I mean, he could see a little bit before, but now he can see pretty clearly. Well, I don't know how clearly. He'll have to tell you that. His hearing, I noticed this the last time we went out to lunch a couple months ago. He said he could actually hear my voice. And he said to me, this is how I knew too, because all this time I always would have to write him a note or he'd have to read my lips, and it was hard for him to do because his vision's not good. And so we'd have a tough time communicating, so I'd write him notes. That's basically how we did it when we go out to lunch. Well, this last time he says to me, you got a soft voice, don't you? You talk rather softly. And I thought, yeah, I do. I do when I'm having a conversation with somebody. So it told me that he really heard my voice. And I tell you what, that's a revelation. It just, that's incredible. To me, a man who probably was never going to have any hope of regaining that, all of a sudden now, maybe it's getting better. And there's many other stories too. We'll take a break. And you're listening to Out There. My name is TJ Ryan. All right. Now, if you're wondering how you found this show, how do I get this? Somebody give it to me. I got it on iTunes, outthere.podbean.com. Or you can go through the Braver Institute, too. I have a link. It's www.braverinstitute.com. Next week's show, you saw maybe the what I had a little bit in the shout box there? Yeah, what is that? I never heard of this. But a man has done research for 18 years on an incident that took place in 1952. And it's just astounding that something went on with all these witnesses and most of us have never heard about it. That's coming up next week.
It's Out There. Out There. Out There. Out
There. I'm talking about natural health. And, boy, you know, there's so many products out there. I've heard people talk about, there's a woman who was married to a good friend of mine. He used to clean the building that I worked at when our radio station was in another building. He developed Parkinson's. And I don't know where he's at right now health-wise. But his wife was suffering from migraines, and she was taking some kind of natural product that was made from some kind of fruit, I believe. And she showed me some literature on it and was actually helping her. So there's so many things, you know, don't give up the ship. Look around. The thing is, they all cost a bit of money. They're all going to saddle you with a little bit of money. And that's the thing where you got to make a decision. I look at it this way. If you can afford to pay for this stuff, if it costs me $100 to get Ambrotos, and I can, that lasts us for 2 months or so, maybe longer, and it makes you healthy, then it's worth it. You know, if it, I know when I take Ambrotos, just the Ambrotos, because they've got a thing called Phytolo and all these other products, but the Ambrotos is a special formula that works with your cells, from what I understand, and allows your body to replace the bad ones and bring in the new ones, something the body doesn't always do, you know, because somehow your immune system does not, from what I understand, certainly I'm not a scientist, your immune system sometimes, especially when you have cancer, does not recognize those bad cells. And that's how they multiply and get worse. And what this does, from what I understand, is it attaches to those cells and allows your immune system to recognize, that's a bad cell. I don't want you. Get out of here. And then produce new ones and better ones. And that's kind of what's happened, I think, with Mike, at least what he told me, as far as his vision getting better. And his hearing, some kind of regeneration, which is almost unheard of, you think, right? But I think it's possible. And I think there'll come a day, this is just my way out belief, we're going to figure out on our own, with our thoughts, how to do that. And we won't need pretty much anything. And maybe we're getting close to that. Maybe we have these moments that I think we all have this possibility where the potential is there to tap in. You hear about it. People that have healed themselves from a disease with their attitude. Pretty much just their attitude. Matter of fact, Georgie Holbrook is a good example of that. She certainly changed her diet. She changed the stress in her life. But the biggest thing she changed was her approach to life. And that's when the healing began. Is there a connection? I absolutely think so. So you got to have that going for you as well. You could take the best things in the world. There's an example. I've been wanting to get her sister on the show. And you know, it's a very delicate thing. There's a gal who lived in a town not far from here. And I got to know her. And she told me some things about this Ambertos stuff. She took it after she got cancer. And she was at her... She didn't have any options left. They were cutting stuff out of her. She was to the point where she was just ready to die. And so she told me, some friends told her about this stuff. She took it, and all of a sudden, she started getting better. And I'm sure she took other things with it besides just the Ambertos and changed some things. She told me in an interview that I did on the radio with her that 90% of cancer was mental, in her opinion. 90% of it. 90%. And she still had issues inside her that she had to change. And she also had to remove some people from her life that were toxic. Is there anybody that knows what I'm talking about when it comes to that? Because I think that's really true. If you have somebody toxic in your life, and you can tell if they bring you down to the point where you are not feeling well or you are very unhappy, maybe it's time to remove them. And I don't care who they are in your life, if you truly are serious about your health. And what's the most important thing? Is that a selfish thing? I don't think so. You're talking about living and dying. Would they do that for you? All right, tell them to change then. How about you change and make my life more pleasant? Because you're killing me over here. So this gal, and I'm not going to mention her name because I don't know. Her sister said she would come on with me sometime, but she's busy planning a wedding, actually, her own wedding. But, and I know her sister loved her dearly. They were very close. And she really, I think, would like to talk about her. But her sis, you know, it's kind of a tough thing. It's only been a short time since she's been gone. But she got rid of the cancer. Amazingly, completely got rid of it. And then for 5 years, she was without the illness. And she felt great. And I would see her and her sis in the store, and I'd talk to them, and they'd be upbeat and happy and positive and feeling good. Well, then she got it back again more recently. And her sister believes it was caused by a lot of stress because her husband had Alzheimer's. So the stress of dealing with that put her back into a state of illness, if you will. And it hit her so quickly, she didn't have a chance to, you know, I don't know if she was taking her Ambertos at the time. I don't know if she was still doing that. But it hit her quickly, and somehow it affected her throat, so she couldn't take the Ambertos. Her sister said, yeah, we would have given it to her, and I think it would have worked, but this cancer hit her so quickly, it came back with such a vengeance, and they say it shouldn't do that, because this type of cancer she had normally wouldn't do that. So what's up with that? Well, now, why would it act that way? Unless you're in such a state of angst that your body helps it along, almost works against you. It's almost like you're bringing it on yourself. In many ways, I think you are. You know, there's a number of factors, I think, for illness, but the mental attitude certainly is the biggest factor. So she passed away, and it's really sad. But I guess she's kind of let her sister know she's been around. That's what's really neat about it, you know, and I always hear that from people. Maybe not every time, but they always say, you know what, I got a sign, and I got this sign, and I saw a rainbow, and she loved rainbows. And do you believe that's possible? I do. So she didn't make it, but her sister really believed she would have if she would have been able to take this natural product. Hey, it extended her life for at least a length of time, if anything. Again, are you going to look at what the doctor says and say, okay, I need this drug? Or are you going to look at, or even a natural product, okay, I need this natural product? Or are you going to look at maybe the cause being something that is inside of us? When I was younger, so-and-so was mean to me, and I've been carrying that with me my whole life, and now I'm filled with anger. Well, what does that do? Or somebody at work did something to me, or my wife said something to me, or somebody cut me off in traffic, and I'm angry every day, and it's just filling me up. How long do you think it's going to be before you develop something? Now, there are some people that seem to thrive on it, so I can't explain that. I can't. I work with some folks sometimes that are, oh, they're always upset. Maybe they're not as upset as, and maybe they just like that. You know, maybe they live for that. But I know when I get upset now, and it wasn't like this when I was younger, it really affects my body. I get sick. If I'm really angry about something for any length of time, or if I'm in a joyous, happy state, man, I feel great. I go to my chiropractor, and he can tell when I'm not in a good state of mind just by running, you know, doing the test on my back where things are out of alignment. Because I believe, like he does, it all shows up on your back, pretty much everything. If you have a disease, it's going to show up somewhere. Now, there might be some diseases that they can't obviously tell, but certainly my stress condition, he can tell in a moment. And he'll say to me, you're in a good, really good state of mind today because you don't need an adjustment. And I'll say, yep, I feel really good. And then there's other days where just a little bit upset about something, a little bit stressed. And he'll say, man, you got to relax. You got to let go of it. Because one of the things that develops in me, if I hang on to something too long, I get shingles. That's my illness that comes forward. And who knows what else could come forward down the road. But I think everybody maybe has something different that can show up. Depends where you store that energy. You might store it in an area that brings on a disease. That seems to be the belief of many natural healers, that we store this negative energy somewhere and it's going to affect us. Now, maybe this is all a bunch of hooey to you. Maybe so. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're healthy, do what you're doing. But otherwise, if you're looking for options, I thought I'd talk about this. And next week, I've got a story that's incredible. You know, I'm just starting to make more and more connections, and I don't know how far down the road I want to go with some of these, but this is really interesting. It's an account of an event that took place in the 50s, and I never heard of it, and I think it was probably covered up. It's a UFO incident. It's called the Flatwoods Monster. I'm going to talk to a man on my show next week who researched for 18 years, talked to a lot of eyewitnesses. And I think he's got a pretty interesting story to tell. Anyway, I wish you the best. Thanks for listening. And if you want some information about some of the products I talk about, let me know. And I'll also list some of those things on the site here. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.